share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Last Thursday, the 19th of August, former Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin announced that fully vaccinated individuals would be allowed to take part in social activities. This news came as a shock to many as the nation has been continuously reporting high COVID-19 cases. While the virus continues to rampantly take the lives of our loved ones, the power is now in the hands of Malaysian citizens to reflect on how COVID-19 is still very much a threat to our society. One Malaysian who goes by the name of Jeremy decided to share his personal experience of having a loved one infected by the virus on Instagram in an effort to warn others of how they should not underestimate the deadly pandemic. On the 16th of July, his mother received her first dose of vaccination. She was accompanied by her husband, who received his vaccination a few days earlier. Jeremy's mother started showing signs of fever and everyone mistook it as a side effect of the vaccine. Unfortunately, 5 days later, his parents' RTK test and PCR test both came back positive. Following that, everyone in the house quarantined and physically distanced themselves from each other. His parents were showing symptoms such as fever, cough, flu, intense migraines, headaches, and the loss of smell and taste. For illustration purposes only, declined medical attention. On the 31st of July, his mother's oxygen level dropped between 70 to 80. Jeremy drove them to the nearest private hospital that night and described his parents' condition to the doctors but was given an unsatisfactory response. The doctors in the hospital, without even checking on my parents who were in critical condition, told me to just bring them elsewhere as they were full. Jeremy's parents were experiencing shortness of breath and were declined from the hospital. Despite him repeatedly requesting immediate medical attention for his parents, World of Buzz has reached out to the hospital and they confirmed that they had been constantly full and were unable to accommodate any COVID-19 patients. For illustration purposes only, he then called several hospitals in the Klang Valley and were told that they were all full. Some hospitals even had waiting lists of up to almost 80 to 100 patients. None of the hospitals took his parents in even after listening to Jeremy explain his parents' condition. Dejected, they went back home and hoped to make it through the night. The following day, his mother's oxygen dropped to a critical level of 58 to 60 and his father was coughing out a small amount of blood. After spending an hour trying to call an ambulance, his parents were brought to a government hospital in Klang. For illustration purposes only, mum's face looked slightly blue due to the lack of oxygen, their breaths were short. Admission to hospital. Jeremy's mother was admitted as a stage 5 COVID-19 patient and was given a bed while the father was not given much attention although he was considered a stage 3 patient. The hospital was full and my father was only given a wheelchair to sleep on. After 4 days of sleeping in the wheelchair, Jeremy's father was exhausted and there was no information provided on his medical condition. World of Buzz has reached out to the hospital for a statement but have yet to receive a response. Meanwhile, Jeremy's mother's condition was improving. For illustration purposes only, I called my father that night. He told me he felt slightly better and was eating more, but I guess this was what I should have feared the most. However, the hospital called Jeremy on the morning of the 6th of August to inform him that his father was intubated and required him to sign the consent form for a CT scan. 3 days later, Jeremy recorded that his father's health deteriorated. Doctors told him that he was not only infected with COVID-19, but also suffered from other infections while he was waiting for a bed in the emergency department. Unfortunately, even after signing consent, Jeremy was told that his father was not critical enough to be given a CT scan. Jeremy said, the doctors have neglected his need for medical attention. Jeremy was then asked to prepare for the worst. For illustration purposes only, hoping for the return of his parents. On the 10th of August, Jeremy's mother was discharged. And he went to the hospital to bring her home in the evening. I made a quick prayer in the lift for my dad who was on the first floor to recover faster as mom is discharged now. However, after 4 minutes, Jeremy received a call from the hospital informing him of his father's passing. I lost a good man that day and until this day I can't accept how sudden everything was. Jeremy told World of Buzz that his father's funeral had been delayed for 7 days. As there was a waiting list of over 120 bodies in the mortuary. Being able to only see the body right before cremation is an agonizing part of contracting COVID-19, added Jeremy. Losing a loved one to COVID-19 is heartbreaking. It is extremely important to continuously adhere to SOPs to avoid contracting the deadly virus. We truly hope that everyone understands the severity of this pandemic, and we hope you will never have to lose a loved one. Our deepest condolences go out to Jeremy and his family. May his father's soul rest in peace. We send our thoughts and prayers to all families facing the same predicament. Read also. Woman's heartbreaking experience of losing her father to COVID-19 is a wake-up call for Malaysians. Source. Thompson Hospital Source. New Straits Times Source. New Straits Times. Source. The Straits Times Source. The Straits Times. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.